We continue reading in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and at verse 14. We have been reading about Jesus sending forth the disciples, two by two, to preach repentance, and anointed them with power for their ministry. And it is clear that many were blessed in that operation. Verse 14, and King Herod heard of him in the authorized. It doesn't appear in the original. King Herod heard of him or of it, for Jesus' name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy man. And the authorized says, and observed him. But the original makes it clear that it means kept him safe, kept him in prison. And therefore we must interpret verse 17, the phrase there, bound him in prison on account of Herodias. Because at least part of the reason for putting him in prison was to preserve him from the wrath of this Jezebel of a woman. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, yet heard him gladly. There are varying readings in the Greek manuscripts here. One set of manuscripts read, the authorized have it, did many things. Other manuscripts read, he was much perplexed, and yet heard him gladly. It seems to me that that is what is in fact being said here. He kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. We'll have something to say about that later on. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced, and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth, her name was Salome, although it is not mentioned here, she went forth and said to her mother Herodias, what shall I ask? And Herodias said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry. But not sorry enough. Yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when John's disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.